This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Derailment, derailment, derailment. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. If you're here for the first time, well, thanks for finding us. And you know how we roll otherwise if you've been with us for a while. Coming up, an iconic trash talker dies. Who is that? Find out. Plus, we'll talk to a man named Wilbur Shapiro, who I think is such a wise owl. And he's talking about a condition in a book that he's written that affects more people than you know. And we've got another great author for you, too, at the tail end of the show, Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook. So let's start with the train derailment. These two cars, boom, into the river. Because of this derailment, where did it happen? Along the Mississippi River in southwest Wisconsin. The two cars falling now are the latest in a series of crazy rail accidents that is certainly bringing a lot of scrutiny onto the industry. And we're talking about this time BNSF railway cars were involved in this mishap between DeSoto and Ferryville. That's about, that's there. No, just close to that weird borderline of where the Mississippi River is and where Wisconsin is. So the two cars didn't have hazardous materials. Some of the containers that derailed on shore had paint and lithium ion batteries, and this boom was being placed in the, a boom was being placed in the impacted area. So it's not the risk to the river or the community. It's not a big concern there. It happened about 2:15 in the afternoon. Nobody needed medical attention, so that's the good part there. And, you know, most of these derailments we talk about, a lot of them have had some serious environmental concerns. And especially the big one, East Palestine, Ohio, the spewed toxic chemicals in the air, all of that, and the flammable ethanol in the Minnesota town of Raymond that happened March 30th. I just am thinking, wow, you see, I mean, we know these trains are so huge, and you look at the mangled wreck of the trains, and you look at it and you just think, wow. I mean, here FEMA, they started to coordinate with BNSF, FEMA, and the Wisconsin Emergency Management, and you know, anyone who's who there, Department of Transportation, of course, right? And they're trying to find out. I mean, this is the question. What happened? What happened? How did this happen? Aren't we talking about safety? And it's scary when you think about how much I like trains, and I think of my whole life, really, I've lived near trains, that soothing sound of, like, the train going by, and it makes you wonder about what's going on with, you know, deteriorating tracks, exhausted engineers, ridiculous demands of time, not enough time off. You know, all of those are things that have been certainly raised in the past. So keep an eye on this one because this just gets added onto the pile. Luckily, nothing that's environmentally hazardous and causing problems for anyone that might be near the area. You know, thank goodness for that, really, because this is not what we've seen lately. It's been the opposite. For anybody who is in the Gulf region from southern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle, tornadoes started to pop up, so it halted SpaceX's launch. There's great fruit-sized hail in parts of Florida. Even Texas got some of this, especially near the Panhandle, near Tallahassee on Thursday afternoon. They got some really severe weather. So you had structures damaged, trees knocked down, but no injuries that were reported. None of that, that's good. The tornado circulations is what's scary to me, because they tell everybody to take cover, and a wall of water coming at you, hail coming at you, is one thing. Like, I saw some of this outrageous, like, crazy hail in Palmdale, Florida. But tornadoes, that's an added element. So some serious weather slammed into a couple of areas of Florida. Lightning and, like I said, the hail was bad. The downpours, the strong line of thunderstorms. Not that it's something new, you know. And there was that risk that was put out there, like, to watch out, especially Gulf of Mexico, that there was the risk that was going to go from southern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. So New Orleans, you know this, Baton Rouge, Mobile, Alabama, you get that heightened risk deal. And you felt the weather. You had some weather, and we had some crazy video of what almost looked like, because it came down so hard, snow. You know, it was almost like snow because of how much was poured on in some areas of the country. All right, I'd be remiss not to mention this at the top. Of course, it's the NFL's biggest day, or one of them anyway. It's not the Super Bowl, but it's the NFL draft. People love for this stuff, coming up with mock drafts. Who goes first? What does that mean? And, of course, the Panthers traded up, moved, did what they had to do. They picked up Bryce Young, the quarterback from Alabama. And he's got talent. He's an outlier, some would say. But let's see when they make the leap to the pros, any of these players, including C.J. Stroud, the quarterback from Ohio State. I like him a lot. He went to the Texans. Boy, they need somebody steady there. Will Anderson Jr., he is chosen by the Texans. That makes sense if you look at what he's able to bring to the party. The Colts, Anthony Richardson, quarterback from Florida. The Florida Gators, he ended up getting that spot. That's a big move. Seahawks, Devin Witherspoon, the corner from Illinois. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Really interesting to see who moved and who got spots, moved up a spot to get the right fit. Like, the Eagles got Jalen Carter, defensive tackle from Georgia. Perfect move. Has some kind of off-field issues, but makes sense for them. And they weren't the only ones that made, you know, good moves. And it didn't have to just be a quarterback. Like the Commanders, they got Emmanuel Forbes, the corner from Mississippi State. And he is an elite, as he's been described, cover player. All right, so that was the draft. And like I said, the list goes on and on and on. But you don't know. They are rated in different areas, but the size, the speed, the strength, the team they're being plugged into, their determination to understand the playbook, to understand the players they're playing with, all of that is just a guessing game. No guessing when it comes to the king of trash TV. We're talking about it next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Countless opinions about this man's role in the decline of culture, some say civilization. Topics like trick or cheaters confront this dominatrix and lesbians come clean. That was one of his shows. Jerry Springer is who I'm talking about. At the age of 79, he has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He's a guy who was a former politician. He was a Cincinnati mayor and, of course, known for the longtime TV tabloid talk show that was all about those crazy, insane arguments, wild chairs that were thrown across rooms and in people's faces, you know, those wild throwdowns, a lot of physical confrontation. Here's typically what you would hear on a Springer show.
Well, I've been with my girlfriend for almost 3 years, but we've been broken up for 2 months. We still live together. We still have sex and everything like that.
Well, what
the
does
reason
that mean?
Why we broke up is because she's been cheating on me, so I'm here today to see if we... So today I'm here to see if she will stop, if we can make it officially, because I really do love her. The biggest problem of all is this kid, Manny. Today is the day where I want you to ring that bell and I show him who the man is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you heard. Actor Marlon Wayans, who once appeared on that show, believe it or not, with his brother Sean. Do you remember that one? Look it up. It was really kind of that pop culture phenomenon in the 90s. He went to Twitter, and really Facebook is where I saw it. He went to Facebook and he said, "So glad we got to do this classic episode with you in Chicago," and it included a clip from the show. And he said, "Rest well, buddy. We will be chanting Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. referencing the iconic chant heard by audiences of Springer's show over the course of its run. And I told this story in the first hour. I met Jerry Springer at a talkers convention in New York, just a small gathering of people who are actually talk show hosts and people who produce talk shows, and others just in the business. And it was interesting. He was very different in a sense. He was real and he was authentic. I think he was himself, but he was talking about freedom and, First Amendment rights, and talking about escaping the Holocaust with his family and what it meant to be an American and what it meant to be a little boy and see the Statue of Liberty as he was with his mom and on a ship coming into New York and headed to Ellis Island. It was not what I expected, actually, when I saw him and when I had a brief conversation with him. All right. So we go from Jerry Springer to, I feel like, and I mentioned this story too in a previous hour, but it's so worth bringing up again. The seventh grader steering a bus to safety after the bus driver passes out. It happened in Michigan. Here's what I love about this kid, Dylan Reeves, because I've been reading more about him, the 13-year-old. He's quiet. He doesn't want attention. And even now, he doesn't want the attention. He was on the school bus with everybody else. And he goes to this Carter Middle School. And it's very close to Detroit. It's 20 miles outside of downtown Detroit. The bus driver passes out. He realizes what happens. He gets up right away, grabs the wheel, and stops the bus. He saw that he had passed out. So, and he's telling people, call 911. He's yelling, call 911. He clutched the brake and he tried to steer the bus to a complete stop. I mean, just right away he does that. Wow. Think about buses and how, to me, they're like tipsy-topsy. I mean, I've seen buses slip over. And, of course, there's other cars. There's a very busy area where they were going. They were in a place just outside of Detroit. And he jumps up right away and does that. So, of course, the school is investigating what happened. The bus driver is still in the hospital, apparently. But was the driver under the influence? They don't think that that was the case at all, but it's just what they would have to do anyway. And already he's being recognized for his bravery, and he's shy and doesn't really want that acknowledgement. But good for him for doing that. Good for him for jumping up immediately and making that happen. I mean, even his parents requested that he not be interviewed because he's overwhelmed by all the praise that he's getting. So the school board there is going to host a presentation in the next couple of days, I guess. But good for him. So he doesn't want the accolades, doesn't want the spotlight. He just did what he had to do to help himself and to help everybody else that was his fellow students that were on that bus. All right, we've talked about this, we knew this was coming, the big melt, but California is getting ready for floods because you got a heat wave that is coming on in California. So the colossal, incredible amount of snow in that state, in the mountains, from this wild winter is starting to melt. And now with the heat wave, that is absolutely reigniting flooding concerns. And they're warning about it. They're talking about flows on a lot of rivers, draining in the central and south Sierra is going to double or triple, and that the rivers are going to exceed flood stage, and that it's going to get worse. So it's weird because it's like this curse. It's like a blessing and then a curse because of the drought. But the potential disaster, if it melts all at once, that's the worry. I mean, look, Yosemite has had problems. People haven't been able to go back to Yosemite, parts of Yosemite. And then you've got agricultural communities, farms, that are at risk for flooding. And you look at the California reservoirs replenished because of the rains. And that's what that yin and yang thing. But now the hot weather and the snow melting too fast really puts a lot of people in the path of something terrible. Luckily, the heat wave is supposed to be short-lived. Because that's what you want, right? It's fine, you want the melt, but you just want normal river flows, or even if it's a little bit higher, but you don't want that flooding. So much of Yosemite National Park has had to be closed off. The eastern part of the park closes on Friday night and doesn't reopen before next Wednesday at the earliest. I mean, Merced is already at 8 feet. 10 is considered flood stage. And they're predicting it could get as high as 13 over the weekend. And you can already see it. There's some roadways and meadows that are already filled up. So buildings could get cut off, sewage systems knocked out, roadways impassable. Yay. The give and take. So the excitement of the possibility of not being in the drought, then the drought going away. But, you know, you're talking about billions of dollars in agricultural products that'll be lost, or could be lost, let's hope not, to flooding. And the Central Valley has like 2 million people. So that's not the natural flooding patterns. It's the unnatural. So it's worrisome in what we're seeing because of this enormous Tulare Lake, which is freshwater in Central California, largest west of the Mississippi River. I've been there many times, been by there many times when I lived in California. It's larger than Lake Tahoe. And a lot of people settled there because they were farming. They were irrigating crops. And the lake has been dry. So now with the snow, that's the positive side. But again, we go back to flooding. I mean, more than 100 square miles are flooded, more expected to flood. And then here's the thing. It might not drain, not for a few days, for a year or more because of the amount of water on the ground. That's the scary part, too. So more flooding to come. Wow. Batten the hatches, as they say. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Trump attorney D. John Sauer.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
The special counsel attorney argued against absolute immunity. Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes in New York has been been overturned due to an error by the judge who allowed testimony about alleged assaults not included in the charges. A cargo ship, the Balsa 94, has sailed through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago, halting maritime traffic. The ship sailing under a Panamanian flag is headed for St. John, Canada. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the show here on America Tonight and in our author's corner, because he writes and he writes and he writes, and he's so sharp. This book is a really different turn from some of the others that he's written. It's called CF, and this is a man who we've introduced you to, as I've said before, we've had conversations. He retired from an engineering career that spanned over 50 years, and he also spent time at a place that I loved, and I just realized this about him. He worked at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. That was the first museum I ever went to, and I can remember walking through the heart. So he definitely has a penchant for writing and so many other things as well. He's produced 58 publications in technical literature. Wow. And, of course, on and on when it comes to books. Wilbur, thanks for coming on.
Okay, I'm happy to.
So tell us about CF and what the novel's about.
Okay. I had a grandniece who had cystic fibrosis. That's what CF stands for. And we got, as she was a little girl, we got along very well. And her parents were noted microbiologists, and they always were at a university where they did research work and taught courses. When I knew Barbara, she was at Cornell University. And then the parents, mindful of the needs of her daughter, would move to different universities, being closer to hospitals and medical facilities. So they went to Iowa, and then they ended up in the University of Washington in Seattle. Now, we separated. I went my way, and they went their way. So, and I didn't see Barbara for some 30 years. And then all of a sudden, on Facebook, who shows up but Barbara? Oh, it was, I would say it was almost a miracle. So we got together again, and we were communicating via the Internet, and everything was going along fine. Then I heard she fell off her bicycle. And she was having, she hurt some of her bones, and she was recuperating, but she was getting headaches. And then one day she had a tremendous headache, and that did her in. And it was like God giveth and taketh away. And it hurt very much.
Mm.
So I decided to write a book about CF, and I dedicated it to Barbara. And the book is about a girl called Nancy who had CF. And her mother, Marie, took care of her and watched her very carefully. And her father was very aloof, and he could hardly believe that he had a child that was sick. So, actually, her father never did anything with her, and eventually the parents divorced. Anyway, Nancy tried to go to school, but she had a coughing spell that almost did her in. So she had to be tutored. And she was tutored by one of the retired teachers. And they got along very well. But the teacher, Mrs. Austin, recognized that Nancy had a very good talent for writing. And Nancy did some writing for the CF publications, and then she was noted. She did so well that the newspapers asked her to write some articles, and lo and behold, she became syndicated with many newspapers. And her mission was to tell the world what it was like to have cystic fibrosis. And she did this, and then after a while she wrote a book about it, which was very popular. And then all of a sudden, she got a lot of articles being sent by other people with cystic fibrosis. So she had a whole bunch of articles, and some of them were very good. So she formed a magazine, and it was called the CF Magazine. And the writers of the CF Magazine were all people who had CF. And then, well, she had the syndicated newspapers. She had a book. She had a magazine. The one thing that was missing was a movie. So she wrote a screenplay, which was accepted, and a movie was produced, and it was nominated for Best Picture. It didn't win, but it did entice many people to go to the movies, and all her work was so good that there were many contributions made to the cystic fibrosis organizations. And and as time went on, I forgot to tell you that along the way, she had a lung implant, which was a very difficult operation. So she did a lot of things, and a lot of good things. And then, as most CF people do, she did pass away. And she was quite young when she did it. So I ended the book with a poem, which I will read to you now. We mostly are born free of strife, but some are born with an overhead knife. Can they overcome the vicissitudes of living? Many can, and make contributions that are fulfilling. I speak of the CF people who must fight to survive. Their organs need medications that researchers derive. Lungs are subjected to harmful abuse. There's no way to retreat and call a truce. Mucus is hard and sticky, and passage it blocks. Vibrate the body to loosen the mucus before it locks. But wait, a solution prevents the mucus catastrophe? Trikafta medications loosens the mucus and makes it lubrication free. Sooner or later, a lung transplant comes into view. A rigorous operation, very hard to construe. Perhaps it adds years to life, but you must fight your own system immune. No matter what, you're captured in the CF cocoon. Nancy demonstrated to the world what CF life was like. She did well and deserves a credit spike. However, she is gone after shortened years, and one cannot help the saddened tears. Now, the one good thing about CF research is the development of the triple drug called Trikafta. And what Trikafta does, it goes after the mucus that is very damaging, and it reduces it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, her book, A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Boy, this is something I think that is so necessary. She and I had a wonderful off-air conversation about what is lacking, and she talks about in her book that mentoring is her passion, and that, you know, she's got these tips for success, and that it's reader-friendly, and it's a book that you can pick up and read, really, I think, at any point, and it's something that I did. So, Suzanne, thanks for coming on, and what was your motivation to, I need to put this together and get it out in the world?
Well, first, I'm very honored to be a guest on your show, and then to answer your question, I have worked my whole career in very conservative, male-dominated industries, and the rules are different, and there's a lot of folks out there that, I don't want to say pose, but, you know, they put themselves as career experts, and maybe in their particular field they are, but for the conservative industries like banking, the government, transportation, construction, the rules are much stricter. So I got tired of yelling at the TV and the computer screen, and I decided to take a positive step and write my experiences down for people who don't actually have, who aren't blessed to actually have a mentor in the workplace.
And you talk about, like, in the very beginning, you talk about, you know, with the workplace, that the ground rules. And you have a quote. You say, people may doubt what you say, but they will always believe what you do. And you say there's an unspoken code of conduct in business, which you call the ground rules. And you list the rules, and it's really easy to go through the rules. Give us what you think is one of the most important, because obviously, there are a lot of rules. You have 12 altogether. But pick out one and tell us about that that's in the book.
I think it's the follow-through, and then my last one, the determination and perseverance. I think those are the most important, and keeping your sense of humor. There's just going to be times that things are falling apart. And instead of jumping down everybody's throat or picking somebody apart that isn't productive to being part of the team or to making it work, keeping your sense of humor and a positive outlook, I think, goes a long way in just your personal life and also your professional life.
Yeah, in that last ground rule, too, you talk about, as you said, how important it is. You talk about that we live in an impatient age where we are encouraged to have it now and everything seems to move at the speed of light. Boy, isn't that true. I mean, really fast, especially now when you look at technology. So how did you break the book down? How did you organize the book so it would be easy, like you say, a mentor at your fingertips?
Well, it's actually about 2 years of work of my life. I would write in the evenings and on the weekends. And then when I would start reading it, and throughout the book, I ask and I advise others to have somebody that you trust, you know, read your work. And there was a lot of don't, and I wanted it to have a positive tone. So I just sat down after I wrote my first draft and decided, okay, well, what comes first? And I thought, well, the ground rules come first, and why I wrote the book. And then it's very important if you're selling yourself and just to get ahead, you need to know what your goals are. And a lot of people, they don't set their own personal goals. And also, too, a lot of people, especially those that go to business school, they're familiar with a SWOT analysis, but they don't take personal stock of their own strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and how that would apply to their personal and professional life, which I feel are very important. So I just sat it down and what I thought the order was and what my mentors, because I've been very blessed throughout my life to have some really terrific mentors, what they taught me and the order they taught me in. And so that's how I laid out the book.
Yes, SWOT analysis is so important. That was a game changer for me. It changed my life by doing that. And you talk about the strengths and the weaknesses and the opportunities and the threats. And you have this at the end of what I'll call chapters, where you say challenge yourself and you list questions and you prompt people that read the book to do it. Is that also part of your thinking, like, hey, let's take some action?
Yes, I think it's really important. My whole life I've practiced music or, you know, played musical instruments. And so that's part of, you know, music. You learn it, but then you have to put it into practice and you have to challenge yourself, especially on the difficult parts of the music. But also my mentors too, I've been very blessed. They would challenge me. So they would give me something that made me put it into practice.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I'm going to do that and challenge folks who read it so they will get motivated and see, you know, something for them to put it into practice to learn.
Yeah. And again, the name of the book is A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, we're speaking with her right now. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. People always ask me this question, and like you, I've been very fortunate to have mentors. People ask me, well, how do I get a mentor? How do I find a mentor? And I think that's the idea partially, too, of your book. Okay, you don't have one, here you go. That's why A Mentor at Your Fingertips. But how would you answer that question when someone says, well, then how can I also get a mentor?
I think that working hard and taking the extra step, it sets you apart from others. So those in the chain of command notice you more. And that's different than people can spot about it when you're doing it for the right reason. And then volunteering. Like, a lot of people will roll their eyes when your boss asks, well, who would like to help out with a Christmas party or the team baseball game or whatever it is. And a lot of people will roll their eyes. But volunteering for those type of activities, one, again, it sets you apart, but also, too, you get to know people from other parts of your organization, and you're not just a name on a roster. People will say, oh, I've worked with him or her. You know, they're a really great person. They have a sense of humor, or, boy, do they work hard, or something like that. So then you get known in the organization. But, again, I caution people, anybody who's been around for a while, they know there's a saying that I really like. If you do the right thing for the wrong reason, it's still the wrong thing to do. So I think you have to be motivated to do the right thing in the workplace.
Yeah. For you, what was the biggest challenge about doing the book?
I guess keeping the tone positive, and then also being very candid about, like, the dress code. Interviewers won't tell you, well, gee, gosh, she wore a miniskirt, and that doesn't go in our environment. They're afraid of getting sued. They're not going to say, I'm sorry, we don't wear 4-inch heels in this environment. So things like that with the dress code was really hard, because there's a lot of the looks that on a personal level, I love, you know, like the handkerchief hem, and I think some of the looks are very pretty, again, but outside of work, not in a conservative environment. So I think throughout the challenge for me was to keep the tone positive, to really think about the personal challenges at the end of each chapter, and also starting each chapter with a quote, to make each chapter a standalone, where you can just read any chapter. You don't have to read the whole book if you don't want to. And just being honest about the way it is, especially for women in conservative environments, because folks will say, well, no, that doesn't matter anymore. But having and still being a woman, because a lot of times I'm the only woman in a room full of men, yes, things haven't changed that much. So I think it's very important. Again, there's a difference between inspiring people, which I think is very important. But when you're a mentor to somebody, I think there's a candidness in the relationship, which is sometimes hard to take. So mm-hmm. I think that was my challenge to do that.
We have just a couple of minutes left. So last question, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Then I hope that it achieves my goal of helping them get to the next step and putting them in a position where they do get blessed to have a real-life mentor. But in the meantime, that my book will help them move along in their career and also help them on a personal level, too.
Yeah. Perfect place to end this. A mentor at your fingertips, Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kate.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powder yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder yarko super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder yarko super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.